Welcome, guys, to Talk Your Talk with Auntie B and BJ. Today, we are thinking, how do we start our first ever podcast?
Yeah, that's a struggle. It's really hard, though, until you sit down and you're like, okay, what am I talking about? What am I doing?
Yeah, we just need to put ourselves out here. Importantly, I need you guys to know that we are birthday mates. Oh. We are birthday mates.
Yeah.
Guys, like, this is just the irony of it. Yeah. When I saw her on a fateful afternoon, can you remember?
Yeah, I remember. That was, what, 2023?
That must be 2022.
2022?
Yeah, it was 2022. In front of this building.
Yeah, in front of Sangreno.
Yeah, we just saw her, right?
Yeah, it was you and
a friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw you. We saw Auntie B. And we're like, she must be Nigerian. And we had to say, hello. And luckily, see where we are today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time, though. I thought it was like last year or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's been over 2 years now.
Yeah.
It's over 2 years. So, guys, welcome to our show. Welcome to our show, Talk Your Talk. Here, we're going to be sharing a lot of stuff about our experiences here in America as international students. And shockingly, you won't believe Auntie B is claiming she's a local student.
I am a local student because I'm not, if they are counting international student or the criteria of an international student, I don't fit into it. I'm more of local because I went to high school here, I went to college, and I'm a citizen, so...
Oh, I'm just hearing that for the first time. I never knew.
You see, you have to ask. That's why you need to ask questions. But, yeah, and do you know the funny thing? Okay. I have been wanting to do a podcast for a very long time.
No. It's not about the time. You were actually waiting for me. That's why. So if I didn't show up that sunny afternoon, I doubt if you would be in the studio by now.
I don't know, though, but I have tried everything I can do, but I don't know. It's hard, especially finding an introduction or just being able to sit down and say something. But I'm glad, though. I'm glad our path crossed.
Yeah, thank you, Auntie B. It's been a pleasure myself. And
I think we should call you Uncle BJ too.
Not really.
Why?
No, people call me BJ here, so I think BJ is okay. I want people to remember that.
You.
You know, you are the big auntie.
You want to leave
people,
the legacy.
No. Let me just let people call me BJ. BJ is okay for me.
You want to leave your legacy. Okay. No
that
problem.
Works. Still about the local aspect of you. I never knew you had your high school experience here.
Yes, I did.
For the first time. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Nigeria. I think we are originally from Nigeria. Auntie B cannot do any shakara for me. Oh.
Me, I'm not denying my land, though. Me, I'm originally Nigerian.
No matter how local you think you want to be, we are
Nigerian.
Of Nigerian origin. Yeah. So, I had all my education in Nigeria before I came to the States in the year 2022 for my PhD program in sociology. Yeah, so...
Wow,
it's been a wonderful experience in Nigeria.
Why sociology though? Like you came to America of all countries to do this. Why sociology?
You know, sociology, you really want to know about how I found myself in here, right?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's talk your talk, so talk your talk.
Okay, that works. I mean, I remember vividly when I wanted to venture into tertiary institution. My intention was to study business administration.
Yeah.
So I did all I could, and the university had to change my course because of the cutoff mark or something. So I was given business education.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, what's the difference? Business education, business administration.
Yeah.
It's still the same thing. I mean, there might be differences, but it doesn't really matter. So I picked that. I was happy. I was running home. Daddy! At least I gained admission. So
yeah. I mean, that's the most important thing, though, at least, is it's knowing you can move forward, and it's something you like, right?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy. I don't know why I picked business administration back.
Because you want the money now.
Maybe.
You want money.
I like money.
Yeah,
I like money. Money, not just because I want to hone it to myself.
Yeah,
I want money to be able to make impact, give out, support people. That's why I want it.
Yeah, you get so.
Back to my sociological encounter.
Okay.
Because a friend of my dad just mentioned, I mean, when I ran home with the business education thing.
Yeah.
So luckily the man was there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't they have sociology in that university of yours? I was like, what's this man saying? Yeah. That was the first time I heard sociology.
Wow.
So I just had to, I went back to school and the program was changed to sociology. And that was it for me. So I had no choice other than to fall in love with sociology. Like, this is something I will be studying for a period of 4 years. And here we go. I did that from 2008 to 2012. It was good. I proceeded to another university, Olabisi Onabanjo University. If you know that, in Ogun State. Yeah. I did my master's program, but basically that was more about criminology. So here in the States, although the program is spiritual sociology, but my focus is strictly on the criminological aspect of it. Hello, save me all of this.
Okay. We'll keep down for another topic for another day.
Oh, okay.
We'll continue. To be continued.
Yeah, we better just
Leave that aside. But that's it's really interesting how somebody or something can change your idea or your view of something. Like, because if, let's say, that your dad friend wasn't there, you would have still pursued business.
Yes.
But did you, when you say you had no choice but to fall in love with it, was it like, did you fall in love with it? Like, oh, this is a good fit for me. Was it like, oh, well, I'm in it. I have to love it.
I think I will have to agree on both sides.
Okay.
Because one, I was young. As far back as 2008, I think I was, if I can remember, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So I was thrown into the, I don't want to say wilderness anyway, but
yeah,
I was just all on my own.
Yeah.
So imagine you going to a university with a course you barely know.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have a choice. One, but the other choice you have is okay, you got to listen to what they are saying.
Like, I mean, did they give you a good idea of what it's about? Do like, was it something like when they gave you an idea of what they're like, oh, okay, that's not, it's not bad.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. it's not that easy. It wasn't easy, it wasn't really, it was not something I was properly prepped for.
Okay,
right? Imagine somebody just say, hey, that is. The United States, just keep going straight. That was literally like how we felt. So that was when I heard sociology and I had to just go
by
that.
Oh my God, definitely. We're keeping this. This is a very interesting topic. We'll have to talk about it on the next episode. But now,
it's important we talk about ourselves because you're just hearing Auntie B and BJ. You don't know who we are.
Yeah.
And we are really glad to let you guys into our lives so that you guys will know who you're really listening to.
Yeah. And also, I want to say, like, this podcast is not just strictly just for the both of us. Like, people too can also, like, you guys, if you all have any topic or anything you want to hear, you can ask us questions and we can try to answer them if they are not too personal to you and just let you all in it. So, yeah, people can chime in and talk their talk too.
Yeah, you know? I agree with Auntie B. Yeah, you guys can ask us your questions. We will share light on it the way we see it.
Yeah.
The way we think we can approach it. Mm-hmm. And mind you, Auntie B's perspective might be different from my perspective anyway. We might meet ourselves halfway and we might also disagree. We might go our separate ways anyway, but
we agree to disagree.
One thing we'll always do, we will always come back here together
guys. Is definitely it. But this is amazing for the first one though.
I agree with you.
But yeah,
I think we should also bring in guests, people who are interested in sharing their stories about say how they came to America, how things has been for them, all those stuff.
Okay, yeah, so. definitely I agree with that. I mean, it's not just going to be just the two of us, so that would be a good idea. But we just need to build our fan base,
we need
and let the world know
we are here,
know about us. But what is our closing remark now? What are we doing for
closing remark, guys? I think Auntie B should do that.
And also, big shout out to Western Michigan University for providing us the facility that we are using to record. And shout out to Wild Studio for giving us the space that we're using. Thank you so much.
Okay, we are just excited. We want to wrap up the show now because
we did it!
Yes, and it was a great one. I was glad.
See you guys.
Okay, well, talk to you when you talk to us.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.